The most fun game, the best win of the season, heroes up and down, but we would not be right here without the man who joins us in the Red Sox clubhouse. Romy Gonzalez ties the game in the eighth inning. Incredible stuff, Romy. I would imagine that in your big league life, that is about as fun a ball game as you've been a part of. I mean, the Celtics are on hand. From start to finish, this place was juiced up. What's it like in that clubhouse?
Oh, man, it's awesome. I'm actually outside the clubhouse right now, and I hear all the guys going crazy right now. So, yeah, it's definitely a good time in there right now.
Romy, I was talking about taking losses off the board, right, turning them into wins. And you guys had a lot of special games here in the last few weeks. What was it, feeding off the energy of the ballpark? But what was it like? You're down 6-2 here, but it just doesn't seem like this team quits.
Oh, no, definitely not. You know, every single guy in that room, coaches included, they know what we're capable of. We know what we're capable of. And, you know, the game's not over until it's over. And, you know, tonight was one of those nights. We came back, put some great at-bats together, and just overall, an unbelievable team win.
You know, Romy, you do it on the first pitch. Hitters often say that they take it a little personally when a guy is put on in front of them. We understand that Rob is just the matchup that you guys were looking for. They put him on. Were you trying a little extra after that move to put him on?
Oh, I mean, not really. You know, that's definitely the right move. Rob absolutely mashes, you know, lefties and righties, but... Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, in a situation like that, you're just trying to do whatever you can to, you know, tie that ball game up or just, you know, pass the baton to the next guy.
You know, momentum is never kind of guaranteed, right? But the way that top of the ninth went, Heinemann comes into the game, throws out, nice pick by Rafael, and that play by David Hamilton, you can see the excitement on your face as you caught that ball to first. Didn't you just sort of have a feeling that this thing was going to be over?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, Hammy, I mean, what an unbelievable year he's having. He stepped up in, you know, some huge moments, you know, with the homer tonight, and that play was, you know, unbelievable. And, yeah, it's just, man, it's awesome. We got such a great group of guys, and it's, you know, just an unbelievable win.
You know, Romy, it's been a weird year for you because you come over here, you feel so comfortable, the wrist injury and then a little hammy injury. And I know you were just chomping at the bit to get back here and be a part of this thing. And now you come in midstream and the club is hot. You're contributing left and right. Tell us about your mindset now as you're kind of getting into the swing of this big league thing and you're really being a big part of it.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean... Just whatever AC needs me to do, I'm here for. You know, I'll play whatever position, I'll bat, do whatever, come in late, start, doesn't matter. Just anything to do, you know, to help the team win. And just feeling healthy is tremendous.
You know, last one for me, what the hell are the White Sox thinking?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I can, you know, that's a question you should ask them. But, I mean, I couldn't be happier to be, you know, part of this organization and fighting, going to war every night with these guys.
Well, you had me going crazy, Romy. I have to tell you that when you tied the game, I did drop a Romy my homie on the broadcast. So, apologies for that.
No,
but we had a lot of fun. And I guess this means the mustache has to stay, right?
Yeah, the mustache is staying. It's staying.
Hey, man, that was really fun. Thanks so much for taking the time. Go join the party.
Appreciate it, fellas. Good night.